I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the lottery, is that like a kabajillion dollars?
Yeah, Mega Millions is at $750 million right now. And Powerball's at $640.
So if you put it together, that's like the same net worth as like three Beyoncés.
That's like,
it's an insane amount of money.
Almost $2 billion.
And so like, even though, you know, I'm probably not going to win, I still sit around and I dream like, what would I buy if I won that?
We all do this
and
though.
And you know, there's like the common sense things like, okay, I'd pay my car off. I'd pay my student loans.
Buy a house.
You know, like that's a given. But if I'm walking around with almost $1 billion, I'd like to stop and think, what would I just waste money on?
Yeah.
Because you always hear about the people that lost it all on like Fabergé eggs. And you always wonder, why did they always dream of the Fabergé egg? And so I realized that I would lose mine on Golden Girls memorabilia.
I'm not mad at that at all, and there is some good stuff out there.
Yeah, like there is, for $1 million, Rue McClanahan's estate is selling her Emmy. Done. Would buy that.
Why not?
Everything that is on eBay, Golden Girls memorabilia, on it.
Have a Golden Girls shrine in your house.
100%. So what ridiculous thing would you buy? Would you splurge on?
I would pay Ed Sheeran to sing me to sleep every night. Because I have trouble enough falling asleep, and his voice is just so soothing to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd kind of be creeped out if there was just a man sitting in the corner of my room singing, but I mean, to each their own.
It's Ed Sheeran. That wouldn't creep me out at all.
We put it up on social media, 105.1 The Buzz, and there are some good ones. Heidi said she'd buy new socks that were all the same, and then she would never have to worry about washing socks or finding their match. She'd just put a new pair on every single day.
I'm not mad at that. I struggle with this every day.
Levita said a farm, and she wants to have animals, but then a Tesla would be cool too.
A Tesla and farm animals, okay.
Amanda said a Thunderbird, and I can see cars because, you know, like they're splurges. And Nina said all the rare Funko Pops.
Yeah, but I collect Funko Pops. But there are some really cool ones out there that I can't afford.
503-733-5105. Liz and Mike in the morning.
I would definitely splurge on a new house, but don't stop there. An entire floor of the new house will be dedicated to my cat. I'm going to have catwalks along the walls, cat trees, toys, everything. Treats.
You know, at first I thought this is a little boring, just saying a house, but an entire wing just dedicated to the cats. That's what makes this fun.
Right?
That is cat lady on like 100,000 million. Why not just buy them their own house?
Hey, why stop there?
You don't want to buy them their own house because then you'd have to put pants on to go next door to snuggle with them. You just want to be able to go upstairs.
Oh, that's very true.
How many cats do you have right now?
I just have two. I'm not a huge cat lady, but I mean, it's very possible. I could definitely add on to my little collection here.
Become your own cat shelter. I love this. You know what I would do? I don't know if this is safe, but like, you know how the hamsters have those big tubes they could crawl through?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was like a catapalooza where you just did like this giant jungle gym of tubes for them?
You could definitely do that. I know that they make those like able to go like outside of a window. So if you have like an indoor cat that's not really an outdoor cat, you can have like this like tube system that goes outside where they just like stay in a tube and they're protected.
Yeah, it's like a little bubble and they have the backpacks that do the same thing.
You could just have like the tubes running throughout the entire house and just cats running around madness.
I love this.
Madness.
What would you splurge the money on if you won the lottery? It's up to like a kabajillion dollars. And there's those people that always go broke buying like Fabergé eggs.
Yeah, I want to be one of those if I win all this money.
Yeah, we put it up on social media. 105.1 The Buzz. Zach said he'd pay his way into Hogwarts. I don't know if that would be enough money to make that dream happen, but I am here for it. And Karen said she'd buy some eyebrows. 503-733-5105.
Either having a tour dive of the Titanic or going to see Chernobyl.
Oh. Now, you seem to be fascinated by disasters. Is there something drawing you to them?
I guess my life is just a disaster. Might as well, you know, kick it up a notch. No, but, you know, growing up, I was always, you know, really intrigued by the Titanic. And, like, I heard that, you know, like, a couple of times that they were supposed to make another one that was supposed to depart in, like, a couple of years. And then a billionaire bought a new Titanic or made a new Titanic and all this stuff. So just kind of, I don't know, going, like, back to childhood with all that.
See, I was obsessed, too, but mine was more about Leonardo DiCaprio. So I wanted to hold his hand. I did not want to hold his hand on a sinking boat, though.
I'm still mad Rose let him go.
There was room. There was room for both of them on that floating door.
Dang right there was.
That's what I would do. I'd splurge on my money. I'd pay for time with Kate Winslet to yell at her. Okay, it wasn't her fault. But
I cried in the theater, okay?
So did I. I was like in fifth grade. I was already embarrassed because my mom was there with me. What would you splurge your money on if you won the lottery? It's up to like a kabajillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to know the boring things like a house or a car. Like, what would you just waste it on? We put it up on social media, 105.1 The Buzz. Mindy said a reptile zoo.
Oh.
Filled with, like, crocodiles.
That's not my cup of tea, but maybe, like, I could get behind, like, a regular zoo.
I'm here for Lindsay. She wants a drinking fountain filled with wild cherry Pepsi. Now, I'm not the biggest wild cherry Pepsi fan, mm-hmm. but if it could have Diet Mountain Dew, I am game.
I would buy a Chick-fil-A and an In-N-Out burger and do them as a combined, like they do the KFC and A&W root beer. Mm.
And then would you just, like, put it next door? Because I feel like that's dangerous and magical.
Oh, no, they would be the same store, same drive-thru. You can order off of both menus through the same drive-thru.
No, I meant next door to your house. So that you could just skedaddle right over there.
Oh, no, I would just build a house on the back of it and live there.
You say that, but in college, there was a Chick-fil-A in the bottom of my dorm room,
oh.
and I felt like my hair smelled like it no matter where I went. Still delicious, but I smelled like fried chicken.
Hey, you know, there's worse things you could smell by.
That's the truth, and I'm sitting across from it.
Hey!
Oh!
You haven't had a good burn like that in a while. I got you. You
I
got
know.
That.
If you won the lottery and you could splurge and just waste the money on whatever you wanted, what would it be? We put it up on social media, 105.1 The Buzz. Oh, Arwen said they'd get a travel trailer and just travel the United States.
I like that concept. That's like my retirement dream is to RV the U.S.
Oh, Wendy said a drinking fountain filled with margaritas.
Sign me up.
What would you splurge it on? 503-733-5105.
I've actually put a lot of thought into this, and I would buy wrestling memorabilia from back when Lita and the Hardy Boys were a thing.
Now, you're speaking Mike's language more than mine, so go ahead and geek out, Mike.
If you do win the lottery, I would like to be a part of your wrestling memorabilia collection, even if I could just, like, come over and look at it.
The way you said that didn't sound like you wanted to see it. It sounded like you wanted to be, like, in a
collectible
plastic
item.
Box. Yeah, just, like, living there. Like, it feels a little weird.
Well, if I was making enough money off the deal, then yeah.
Just stand in a plastic box all day.
There's a lot of things I would do for some money.
I would take all of my friends to one of those all-expenses-paid resorts for vacation and just stay there.
Now, stay there, do you mean just forever? Because I could be down with this.
As long as the money's there and I can keep paying, we're staying there.
Well, I would love to be your friend. This is where you and I differ. If I win that much money, I am deleting all my contacts.
How dare you? You are buying me a mansion. I love those all-inclusive places. Everybody else gets excited for the free booze, but I get excited for first, second, and third dinner. There's always, like, all these different restaurants, and I'm like, all right, I would like to start with Indian food, go to a British pub. Like, I like to see my way around the island.
I'm not mad at that at all.
If you won the lottery, what would you splurge it on? It's up to, like, a kajabillion dollars, and we put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and we want to know the things you would buy that aren't responsible. Amanda said a Thunderbird, a pink one, and she made sure to include a picture so we know the exact one.
Thunderbirds torment me. That was my first car. It broke down.
Shannon's a little odd. We love you, Shannon. She wants a chicken farm, but she wants to put baby doll arms on all the chickens and let them roam and be quote-unquote real dinosaurs.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
She also said she'd get some geese and dress them up in hats and aprons. You know, you live that dream. If you're rich enough, you can be as eccentric as you
want to
be.
First, I want someone to do the laundry in the main house, and then I actually do want to buy a house, but I want to buy a child and husband free house.
Oh, so you could have like your own little commune where your kids could have a house, your husband could have a house, you could have your own house. I like this.
Yeah, I have 6 children. There's 11 people living in my house. I want my own.
Oh, you need a whole cul-de-sac.
Yeah, that's a lot of folks.
Yeah, I want my own house. No kids allowed.
Kids can be a lot. Everybody needs a break sometimes. And if you had just a whole playhouse to send them to.
I feel that way with roommate Kevin and my dog Tucker sometimes.
Yeah, you're like, I need more space. The lottery's up to like a kajabillion dollars. So if you won, what would you splurge on? And we don't want to know, you know, things like pay your bills. Mm-mm. We want ridiculous, over-the-top things.
You wasting money on.
We put it up on social media, 105.1 The Buzz. Erin said she keeps seeing an ad for artwork from The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she would like to buy that.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. If you're passionate about it, go for it.
And Courtney said she's always wanted to be a wrapping paper designer, so she would pursue that dream.
I actually had a friend in high school whose older sister was one of those.
What?
Yeah.
That's a real job?
It is.
I had no idea. Go and check out what everybody's saying. Like we said, it's up on our social media. Liz and Mike in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.